All right, so welcome to another deep dive.
Always fun.
Today we're going behind the scenes
Oh,
of an
cool.
online accent reduction class.
Okay.
And I think this is going to be interesting for everyone, even if you're, a native English speaker.
Sure.
Because we're going to focus on a sound that I bet you use 100 times a day, maybe even more,
Okay.
without even thinking about it. A
Great.
short I sound, as in, like fit.
I see.
So we're kind of listening in on like a real class here.
Oh, wow.
So it's almost like where pronunciation and tech is right.
Yeah.
Figuring out the secrets to mastering this sound, along with the students,
Ooh.
I'm really curious to see what we can learn.
Yeah, this will be interesting. It is amazing how much we just take for granted with pronunciation
Right.
when it's our native language. This is a chance to really like break it down, something we just do instinctively and see the mechanics underneath it all.
Exactly. So in this first clip, the teacher's introducing the class
Okay.
and talking about, using IPA symbols to like really dissect the sounds. But they also mention something called conversate symbols,
Conversate
which
symbols.
I don't know, it sounds kind of intriguing to me.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Let's listen in.
Okay.
Audio clip plays.
Wow. Okay.
They are serious about breaking down these words.
Yeah.
I get using IPA symbols, right?
Yeah.
For people learning English.
Yeah.
But like, what are conversate symbols?
Yeah, what is that about?
What is that all about?
It seems like the teacher's really trying to bridge the gap between, the more technical world of linguistics and practical pronunciation. So maybe conversate symbols is like kind of like a shorthand, a more accessible way to just represent sounds,
I see.
for people who maybe aren't familiar with IPA.
So it's like their own little custom
Yeah,
pronunciation code.
exactly.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense for teaching.
Yeah.
But do you think all this like really detailed analysis is really necessary, even for someone trying to learn English?
It might seem overwhelming at first, but imagine trying to learn a new dance without understanding like the basic steps. This deep dive into pronunciation, it's like learning the precise footwork, making sure you're not, tripping over your own tongue.
That's a great analogy.
Right.
It's about building that solid foundation.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's see these pronunciation principles in action. In this next clip, a student is trying out some words with that short I,
Okay.
and the teacher's giving feedback.
Okay.
Now, listen closely and see if you can hear what the student's doing wrong.
I'll try.
Audio clip plays.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I did not catch all of those errors.
Yes, some of those are subtle.
Like, I guess I've been relying on instinct for so long
Yeah.
that I'm not even fully aware of like what my tongue is doing.
Well, it's easy to fall into those habits, especially as, as native speakers. But the teacher introduces this really fascinating idea here. It's called tactile feedback.
Tactile feedback.
Yeah, and it's about like actually feeling the position of your tongue, the tension in your muscles, and just becoming more aware of that physical process of actually making sounds.
So it's not just about listening to yourself,
Right.
but like actually feeling
Feeling it.
how you're shaping the sound.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never thought about it like that.
And to really drive home the point, the teacher uses this kind of wild analogy about a subway vigilante's grip. You need that same kind of control and awareness with your tongue. Not too tight, not too loose, just the right amount of pressure to get that sound correct.
Okay, that's a little
Yeah,
intense,
it's a bit much.
but definitely memorable.
Definitely memorable.
It shows you just how much like conscious effort can go into something we usually do without even thinking about it.
Right.
Now I'm really curious
Yeah.
to hear how the teacher actually explains making this short I sound.
Me too. Let's hear
Let's see what kind of tongue acrobatics
it.
they recommend.
Okay.
Audio clip plays. Wow, I had no idea that one little sound
Right.
involves so much.
So much.
Like diaphragmatic breathing,
Yeah.
tongue placement, even lowering your larynx.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot to think about.
That's a lot.
I've definitely struggled with sounds that like feel like they get stuck in my throat.
Right, yeah.
It's like
Yay.
they're giving the students a whole toolkit for sound
Yeah.
production.
Yeah.
And notice how the teacher uses all these metaphors to
Yeah.
make it stick.
Right.
Like that yawning feeling or excavating the back of
Yeah.
your throat.
Yeah.
It's not just, technical instruction.
Right.
It's about giving people a way to feel and visualize what's happening. Yeah, that's smart.
Right.
Because if you could picture it, you're more likely to, remember it and actually do it.
Exactly. And it highlights that learning pronunciation isn't just about mimicking.
Yeah.
It's about understanding that physical process. It's almost like learning a new athletic skill.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got the theory, we've got the imagery. Now let's hear the students try it out. In this next clip, they're going to practice a bunch of words with that short I sound.
Here we go.
Audio clip plays. You can really hear them concentrating. And it's cool how the teacher uses those minimal pairs like fit and feet to contrast the sounds. It's like a built-in ear training exercise.
Yeah, I like that. And notice the teacher's feedback. It's all about encouragement and progress, not perfection. You know what I mean? Highlighting what's working well, even in those early attempts. That kind of positive reinforcement can be so important, especially when you're learning something new.
It definitely creates a more supportive learning environment.
For sure.
So far, we've learned about, IPA symbols, tactile feedback, and the importance of precise tongue placement. Like, what's standing out to you as a key takeaway from this first part of the class?
I think for me, it's realizing how much we just underestimate the complexity of something as simple as a sound. And it's not just about mimicking, it's about really understanding the mechanics involved. The teacher's approach, it really reminds us that even native speakers can benefit from breaking down these sounds and building that more conscious awareness of how we speak.
That's a great point. And it makes me wonder what other like hidden complexities are like lurking in the sounds we make every day. I'm ready to keep digging deeper into this pronunciation mystery.
Let's do it.
All right.
And as we keep digging deeper, the teacher brings up something in this next clip that really caught my attention. They link the short IE sound to actually using a lower voice tone. It's like accessing a Bessier register.
Oh, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that, like, your overall voice tone could affect individual sounds. I thought it was all about your tongue.
It seems like it's all connected. Let's hear what the teacher has to say.
Okay, let's listen.
Audio clip plays.
Okay, I'm loving all these metaphors.
I know,
Piano keys, golf swings, keeping a beach ball underwater.
It's great.
It really brings the idea to life. I could almost feel that, like, lower resonance just thinking about it.
The teacher's really emphasizing that connection between the physical sensation and the sound. It's like they're trying to give the students a full body experience of pronunciation,
I get that.
not just a mental exercise.
Yeah, it's not just about your mouth. It's about, like, your breath, your posture, even the tension in your muscle.
They even talk about the larynx, that little voice box, and how lowering it can help create that like relaxed, yawning feeling we were talking about earlier.
So lowering the larynx helps lower the tongue. That's kind of mind-blowing.
It
I'm
is.
starting to see how all these pieces fit together.
And the teacher suggests, like, actually thinking lower relax as you're practicing. It's like sending a message to your muscles to guide the sound.
So it's about awareness, intentions,
Yes.
and a little bit of like mental trickery.
A little bit, yeah.
But then they go on to make this like really interesting analogy about, letting go of things that hold us back, like distractions or negativity. I'm not sure I follow the connection to pronunciation.
Well, think about it. If you're like tense, holding your breath, or, clenching your jaw, it's going to affect your voice, right? So maybe learning to like relax those muscles and let go physically can also translate to like letting go mentally and emotionally.
You might be onto something there. It's like
Maybe.
our voices are a reflection of our inner state.
And if we can learn to like control our voices, maybe we can gain more control over our thoughts and emotions too.
That's a fascinating idea.
It is fascinating. But let's get back to the students. As you listen to them practicing, are you noticing any like common challenges they're facing?
I'm struck by how, like, each student seems to have their own unique hurdle. Like one's struggling with that lower tone, while another one's tongue is like super tense. It's like everyone has their own like pronunciation blind spot.
That's such a good point. It really highlights the individuality of learning. There's no like one size fits all approach to this. And the teacher's role becomes more like a coach. you know,
right.
giving like personalized feedback
yeah.
and adjustments for each student.
Speaking of adjustments,
yeah.
they're now tackling words that contrast the short I with other vowel sounds.
Ooh,
it's like a pronunciation obstacle course.
All right, let's hear it.
Audio clip plays. You know, I've never thought about it before,
sure.
but the teacher points out that like the short I often pops up
mm-hmm.
in prefixes and suffixes.
Oh, I see.
It's like a hidden code within words.
That's really helpful. It gives us like a framework
right.
for recognizing and applying this sound
yeah.
in so many different words.
Yeah. Suddenly those prefixes and suffixes aren't just like random letters. They're clues to pronunciation.
Exactly. And they're really emphasizing the importance of actually like saying these word pairs out loud.
Right.
Not just listening passively.
It's like they're turning learning into a workout for your tongue.
It is. And I think that's a key takeaway for us as listeners, too.
Yeah.
We can analyze all day long, but ultimately,
yeah.
mastering a new sound, it requires that physical practice.
Right.
That repetition. Yeah. That willingness to just make mistakes and try again.
Okay, preach. Now I'm excited to hear
sure.
what practical tips the teacher has for like taking this practice into the real world.
Me too.
Let's listen to this last clip.
Okay.
Audio clip plays. I love the notebook idea.
Yeah.
Like keeping a pronunciation journal, you know?
Yeah.
To track your progress and the words that trip you up.
It's about becoming your own pronunciation detective.
Right.
And the highlighters, I love that idea.
Yes.
It's a great visual reminder to like slow down
yeah.
and really pay attention to those tricky words.
Plus, the teacher emphasizes that it's not just about fixing the sound, but understanding why you're mispronouncing it.
Yes.
It's like detective work, figuring out the root cause of the pronunciation crime.
Exactly. And that deeper understanding helps you like create strategies
yeah.
to break those bad habits. We're not just mimicking sounds.
Right.
We're analyzing them.
Yes.
Becoming more aware of our own like unique patterns.
Okay. So we've gone from dissecting sounds.
Right.
To tongue workouts to becoming pronunciation detectives. I'm feeling pretty empowered right now.
Me too.
But they also hinted at the role of stress and intonation.
Yeah.
Which we haven't even touched on. That sounds like a whole other deep dive.
Oh, absolutely. But for now,
yeah.
I think we've covered a lot of ground with this one tiny sound.
You sure have. And out of everything we've learned,
yeah.
what's resonating with you the most?
You know, the idea that our overall voice tone can affect individual sounds yeah. is still blowing my mind.
It's wild.
It really is. And it mm-hmm. makes me wonder how much our speaking voice in general yeah. influences the clarity of our pronunciation.
Right.
And could exploring different vocal registers lead to like more confident and expressive speech?
Right. That's a really interesting question.
Isn't it?
I'm going to start paying more attention to my voice tone and yeah. see what I discover.
Yeah.
Maybe I've got a whole vocal range I haven't even tapped into yet.
Maybe you do. And that's the beauty of these deep dives.
Right.
They make you question your assumptions.
Yeah.
Try new things.
Yeah.
And maybe even unlock hidden potential that you didn't know you had.
I love that. Yeah, it's like we've been on this vocal scavenger hunt.
Right.
Uncovering all these hidden gems.
Yeah.
Within like a single sound.
Totally.
And it makes you wonder. What other sonic treasures are waiting to be discovered?
Yeah.
If we just like pay attention, you know?
Exactly. That's the exciting part. This whole deep dive has really shown us that even something we do every day,
right?
Like making a simple sound can be so surprisingly complex.
Yeah.
And just full of potential.
Right.
And it's accessible to everyone. We right. all have the tools.
Yeah.
Our breath, our tongue, our voice to explore and refine the way we communicate.
I love that. We've gone from like technical analysis
oh,
to tongue exercises to vocal awareness.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to just empowering ourselves as speakers.
Totally.
But I'm also realizing
yeah.
there's like this whole other dimension to voice
mm-hmm.
that we haven't really touched on.
Oh, what's that?
The emotional side.
Oh, right.
You know, how our voices can betray like our nerves or excitement.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if we're trying to, you know, sound confident.
Oh, for sure. Think about how your voice changes
yeah.
when you're telling a funny story
right.
versus when you're trying to be serious.
Right.
The words might be the same.
Yeah.
But the tone, the pace, the energy you bring to it.
Yeah.
That's what conveys the emotion.
It's like our voices have their own, like, secret language.
Good.
A subtext
yeah.
that goes beyond the words themselves.
Exactly. And that's what makes the human voice so powerful.
Right.
It's not just a tool for conveying information.
Yeah.
It's an instrument.
Right.
For expressing our emotions, our personality, our unique way of being in the world.
Okay, so as we like continue our vocal exploration,
yeah,
it's not just about mastering the mechanics,
right?
It's also about becoming more attuned,
yeah,
to the emotional resonance, yeah, of our voices.
Totally.
How can we use that to like connect with others more authentically?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
And I think the answer lies in becoming more mindful, you know,
okay,
of our own emotional state, being present in the moment,
yeah,
and allowing our voices to reflect that authenticity.
Right, right.
It's about trusting that like our genuine voice,
yeah,
with all its imperfections and nuances, yeah, is the most powerful instrument we have.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's not about striving for some kind of like perfect robotic voice,
right,
but embracing,
yeah,
the unique qualities that make our voices our own.
Exactly. Yeah. And recognizing that our voices are constantly evolving,
yeah,
just like we are.
Yeah.
Each new experience, each new emotion,
yeah,
it shapes the way we speak,
yeah,
and the way we connect with the world.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
into the short I sound, let's remember that it's just the beginning of a much larger exploration.
It is.
It's an invitation to listen more deeply.
Yeah.
To experiment with our voices.
Yeah.
And to just keep uncovering the hidden depths, yeah, of our own communication.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So keep practicing, keep exploring.
Yeah.
And most importantly, keep listening.
Yes.
To yourselves and to each other. Who knows what vocal discoveries await?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining me in another deep dive.
My pleasure, as always.